The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, owner, in with my husband and fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Before we start, I'd like to wish a very happy Mother's Day to all those mothers out there listening.
Happy Mother's Day, Jackie.
And again, this week we have the Savos. We have John, Jay Bear, and Carlo. Hello again.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thanks for joining us again, guys. Our Century 21 Quality Service Award winning office has many experienced realtors. We have been listing and selling real estate for over 40 years. We are here every Saturday and Sunday discussing numerous real estate topics. Feel free to email us at
questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us toll free at 888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225, or you can find us on Facebook
under Jack Ruddy. You could search our listings or view the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. Okay, guys, last week we talked about your Savo Auctioneers, and you're in Oliphant, right? What's your contact information, please?
Well, we have the Savo Auctioneers. We're at 113 Lackawanna Avenue in Oliphant. You can call us at 489-6577, or you can get us at savoauctioneers.com. That's S-A-V-O, auctioneers.com. That's who we are, yes.
And on Facebook, too, right?
Yeah, facebook.com/the Savo Auctioneers.
Okay. Now, last week we talked about why it's important to get you guys into a property when people are thinking about selling off their personal property, their contents, and why it's really important that you should come there first before they start going through things. You want to see if things are valuable, correct?
That's it. You know, we want to stop people from throwing things into the trash that are worth money, because people assume they know what's valuable and what's not, and 9 out of 10 times they make a mistake by trying to clean up or tidy up before we come in to take a look. And they should just call us first and let us come in and take a look.
Do you ever find that people have no intention on selling their items? They just want to know what they're worth so they can go ahead and sell it on their own? Do you do appraisals?
Yes, we do. There are people that just call us in because they need to know a value of their items. And I am a certified appraiser. We do a lot of estate appraisals, and for many reasons. Some people just want to know the value so they can split it up among the family. Other reasons, they need it for tax purposes or insurance purposes for the estate. And that's a service that we, it's a professional service that we definitely provide. And we can do that, and they just need, it's no different. They call us, make an appointment to come out, and we'll see what they have and put a value on their item.
So this is a written report?
Yes, this is an actual legal document, written report. We've done them for, again, estate purposes, insurance, divorces. It's a document that you can't take to court if you need to present it in a, again, for IRS purposes or whatever the situation may be.
That's good to know. One of the, you do a lot, you have an online presence. You do a lot of marketing through your website, and you have beautiful photos of the items that are coming up on auction, correct?
Yes, that would I do the photos, and John maintains the website, the coding, and all that stuff that I don't understand.
Yeah, I do all the fancy stuff. Carlo does all the pretty stuff.
I just make the camera work. It clicks. And
no, it's a lot more than that. I was there when he was taking pictures. They have this whole, actually, they put him in a certain room, and they don't let anybody talk to him. He can't take any phone calls.
Yeah, but that's not because he's taking photos.
Oh, is that what it is? I'm confused easily. So.
I'm not allowed to talk to the customer.
No, not when he's taking pictures. He blew me off. He was like, get out of here, kid.
Well, you're a great team. But, you know, I was wondering, do you do online auctions?
We have a web presence, not through our website and through certain national auction directories that are online. Do we do online auctions? No. What we do offer, though, to people that can't make it to the sale from across the country are phone bids or absentee bids. Basically, it's They're two different styles of proxy bidding. So people can either leave us a high bid on an item and we bid for them at the live auction, or they can actually be on the phone when that item comes up and bid along with the people that are standing there in the auction gallery. We don't necessarily per se do online bidding, though, because we like the personal interaction and we feel it's a better system for a lot, you know, just getting people involved in the sale. That well, they come in within a 200-300 mile radius, but some people can't drive from California for one item, so they'll call us on the phone and arrange bidding that way.
Okay, so how do you compete with eBay? And eBay is a big thing out there these days. A lot of people like to do things on their own. Do you feel that your business has suffered because of eBay?
No. We provide a service. We're professionals in this service. Our big thing, we always say, perhaps we're not an expert on every single piece that you see in the world. We are auction experts. We know how to market the items, not only to the nation, but across the globe. We've had absentees and phone bidders from all over the world. It's a matter of knowing. eBay's fine for certain things. But the thing is, if you don't know what it is or exactly what it is, then how are you going to market it? Plus, people are now starting to turn more towards live auctioneers and actual auction companies. Number one, because most of us across this country are licensed, have reputations, and they can call us on the phone and ask us about condition issues or other things. And they don't just have to go by the picture. They can actually call someone and talk to someone and figure out what they want to bid on an item.
I've bought some antique trains from these guys, and I prefer it to eBay because I can actually go in and I can handle it. I could look at it. I can make a much better judgment than the pictures that are sometimes, quite honestly, deceitful on eBay.
Well, and the other thing with the online bidding, such as eBay, that's okay maybe if you have one or two items. But when you're dealing with an entire estate full, where you can be literally dealing with hundreds of items, it's impossible to put it on eBay, take a picture of everything, sell it, then package yourself, pray you get paid for it. That's the problem. So us, by providing the auction service as a whole, be a whole better situation for people.
Well, I know for me personally, I would much prefer going to someone like you. I don't have the time. I don't know anything about what you guys do, and you're the experts as far as I'm concerned. I wouldn't be able to do the eBay thing if I was selling something. I would call you, and that makes sense. But we're coming upon a season where we see a lot of people like to do yard sales, garage sales, and that's another thing. They're selling things for 10 cents, a quarter, a dollar. But from last week's show, I would think that could be a mistake.
We run into it a lot. People will call us after they had the yard sale and call us and say, oh, they bought all this junky stuff and left me with the good stuff. No, that's not how it happened. People fail to realize that the buyers that travel through to these yard sales and buy, a lot of them are professional yard sale buyers, and they know exactly what they're looking at, and they know exactly what it's worth. If you have items in estate, the best thing to do is call us first. Let us come in and look at it. We may tell you, you know what, the best thing to do here is maybe have a yard sale because we don't feel there's anything we can market. And then we might say, no, you should really send this stuff to auction. You have some things here that are of value and that we can market it for you and get the highest and best price. So you have to be careful. Don't just throw it out in the yard and take whatever you think the best offer is. Because a lot of times people, costume jewelry is a great example of that. They'll put it out in a box. They'll take a quarter for this, a dollar for that. Where you could be selling a pin there for 25 cents that could be worth $25, $50. We've taken costume jewelry out of houses that have brought more than the entire household of furniture. So people have to be very careful when they're doing stuff like that.
I mean, just to add to that, it's no different than your business as a realtor. You get people that want to sell their home on their own in lieu of paying you a commission. Correct. They think they're saving money. And then they find out at the closing that, oops, there's so much more involved in this that I should have had a professional help me with all the disclosures and this and that, and it protects themselves. And it's no different with us. They put that out to the yard sale figuring, oh, I'm not going to pay someone a commission. And then they wind up selling very valuable things, and then it's too late after it's gone, and they sold something for $5 that was worth $500. And it's happened many, many times.
Well, I do appreciate, it's refreshing in today's world that you can tell somebody have a yard sale or garage sale. So, I mean, that goes a long way because you know what you're looking at. And that honesty is very refreshing. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Gruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And we're in here today with the Savo Auctioneer Company, Carlo, John, J-Bear. I really have to say that auctions are great for finding unique furniture, things that, you know, I don't usually come across, or people don't usually come across, usually at really good prices. Would you agree?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Except the barrister bookcases. You know, I went to that auction and I was very disappointed. I was so happy for you, but I really wanted to leave with the barrister bookcase. They were exceptional.
Well, see, there's the beauty of the auction business. Again, like you say, there's many good deals. And again, that the deal is all in the eyes of the buyer. Okay, but the bookcases were an item where the auction created the competition to get the most amount for the items. Because a lot of people, they assume that all the good items should go some other way, and then you sell undesirable items at auction. And that's not true, because there was a prime example of bookcases that went almost double over our estimate because the competition was created throughout the country. The people that bought them were from Mississippi, and we had bids from all over the United States on those particular. We had 7 phone bidders plus the bidders on the floor. And that's what the auction is all about, to create the competition to achieve the highest and best price for special items. That this was a high-quality item, and it did the money. And that's what it's all about.
I bid on those barrister bookcase, and you were standing there with me, Jackie, and you yelled at me, "What are you doing? What are you doing?"
Yeah, I was a little nervous.
I know, but I wanted to say that auctions are very exciting. I love to go to the
auction. Oh, it's an adrenaline rush, right?
Oh, it's a thrill.
Yeah.
And to watch the show that goes on, and it's really...
That was very exciting, and I loved that. And there, but there were a lot of other pieces, too, that night that I would have loved to have walked away with. I walked away with a few pieces, but that was a slammer of an estate that you guys got, right?
That was a very historic estate from the Cherry Valley area, right?
Yeah, Cherry Valley in Stroudsburg.
The estate was originally founded in 1798 or thereabout, and the original home was burned down during the Indian Uprising. And then was rebuilt again in 1824. And a lot of this stuff that was in this home, the furniture and collectibles, were from the early 19th century. We even had some knife boxes that were late 18th century. It was all one estate in that auction, which is rare, but there was enough in this house to do just an auction for that estate. And those barrister cases that you talked about, they were the power pieces of the estate. 5 lots of barrister cases together brought more than $10,000. The parts lots, there were broken parts that did $1,300 alone, and then the rest of them brought up the difference. But it was quite a nice play. A lot of history there. We loved it.
So you were happy with it?
Oh, we were
very happy. The consignor was very happy, and the buyers were all very happy. So that amounts to a very good auction at
that
the end of the day.
That is a very, yeah. Very good. I was thrilled for you, really, sincerely. But we're going to head towards a break. Before we do so, I like to go over the House Wanted section of the program. Today, we are looking for a home in the Troop or Taylor Music Old Forge area for $65,000, 2-bedroom, single home. The buyer is pre-qualified. It's an FHA buyer. We're also looking in Pittston and Old Forge for a home under $200,000, pre-approved buyer. FHA buyer, 3 to 4 bedrooms they're looking for in the Pittston Old Forge area under $200,000. So after the break, we'll come back and we'll talk about the exciting auction, the event of an auction. It's time for that break, so we will be back shortly. Stay with us for more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Gruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Gruddy Real Estate, you will experience the gold standard. Our network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. We know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Gruddy Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Gruddy Real Estate makes your dream dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation, harvesting the power of the internet. We shepherd you through every step of the selling process from start to finish, from the marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. Great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724, or visit www.jruddy.com, where they will work to champion your best interests all the way.
We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. Again, I am Jackie Ruddy, in with Pat Devaney.
Good morning.
Hello, my husband and fellow realtor, and the Savos, John, Jay Bear, and Carlo.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for being here with us, guys. You're the Savo Auctioneers in Oliphant, and what's your contact info, please?
Our phone number is 489-6577, or you can get us at savoauctioneers.com. That's S-A-V-O, auctioneers.com, and on Facebook. See, I said it this time.
There you go.
I always forget about Facebook.
That's okay. Before the break, we were talking about attending an auction and the excitement that goes along with the attending the auction.
And that I always spend more money than I want to.
Yeah, well, that goes with it, I guess. But we have a lot of nice pieces from the auctions.
Beautiful stuff. Beautiful stuff.
What does it take to go to an auction, guys?
Well, typically our auctions are conducted on Thursdays. They can go to savoauctioneers.com to see our full schedule. The auctions typically start at 5 o'clock. The doors open at 1 p.m. for preview, and that's an important part. You can come to the sale beforehand, look at what's being offered, inspect the merchandise personally, and then try to come up with an idea of what you want to pay for each item that you're interested in. In order to register for the auction, there's no fee for that. If it's the first time with us, you just need a photo ID. And we get you into the computer, and you get a bidder number, and that's what you use to bid on the items during the sale. We go in a very specific order. Typically, the auctions are cataloged and numbered from lot one to whatever, and that's the process in a nutshell.
Well, a lot of times we'll attend the auction, but sometimes I know we'll be out, and it's physically impossible to be in two places at once, and you guys call.
Yeah, what I'll do is I'll stop by, and I'll inspect the thing on a Thursday, whatever item I'm interested in, and I could leave a bid with John or Jay Bear or Carlo. I could leave a bid with them and say, this is my maximum price. Or I've also told them, listen, call me. I want in on this one.
Those are what we call absentee bids, and we set them up with you. Like I said, you can either call in and set up a phone bid or leave an absentee bid. And the difference between them are, an absentee is when you leave us a top number for an item you're interested in. Say there's an item you're looking at and you'd like to spend up to $500. Well, we would leave that as your absentee, and then we start you roughly at about half or so of what you leave on the item. A phone bid's a little bit more flexible. You're actually on the phone with us while we're selling the item, so that you can listen to the auctioneer and bid as the item is being sold, as if you were standing there, but simply over the phone. It's a little bit more flexible for people, because sometimes they might want to leave an absentee, like we said, maybe up to $500 on something, but then if they were standing there, maybe they'd go the next bid. So it gives them the option to go a little higher if they feel they really want the item.
Does it add confusion to the auction process when you have phones going and people?
It really doesn't make anything confusing, because, again, the phone bidders are treated just like bidders that are standing at the sale, and the absentee bids are written in our lot sheet for us so that we know someone has left so much on an item and that we'll be starting it at a certain price. So, no, we keep everything very streamlined and easy for the day of the sale.
Definitely adds excitement, though, because
yes,
you're on the phone, and the only thing it adds from our standpoint is a little more personnel to actually man the phones, but it adds excitement because now the people on the floor that are there with us live are bidding against the people on the phone, and it really creates quite an atmosphere.
Well, I know, because, and not to bring up a sore subject, but the barristers went to a phone bidder, right?
Yes, the gentleman that wound up buying them was from Mississippi, and there happened to be 7 phone bids that day on the barrister cases. There were also absentees, which Carlo was talking about leaving a maximum bid plus the live bidders on the floor. So it was, as you know, you witnessed it, it was quite exciting. And it just, that's the atmosphere of the auction, and it's really a nice time, and you can have a lot of fun.
Well, even though I didn't walk away with the Barrister bookcase that I really wanted, I did have a lot of fun. I can say that, definitely. Okay. Now, if I get that item that I wanted, I get the bid. Is that what you call it?
Winning the bid.
Okay, she wants the jewelry.
When I win the bid, that 3-carat diamond ring. Do I have to pay for that when I leave that night, or is it something that I can?
Yeah, we expect payment before you leave the sale. You don't have to wait to the end of the sale to pay. If there's one or two items that you're there for, you win them, and you want to pay for them and leave, you can do that. We accept cash, Pennsylvania check with the proper ID, and Visa, MasterCard, or Discover. We do not accept American Express. We also take Visa, MasterCard debit cards. So those are the options you have for payment. But yes, it must be paid for before you leave.
Now, if I get the bid, I have to add onto that there's a fee, correct?
Well, there's 6% sales tax unless you're tax exempt, and we also have an 11% buyer's premium, which is a fee tacked on to the final bid of the item.
Okay, and that has to all be paid in full at the time of the when I leave.
When you leave, absolutely.
Okay, yes. All right. Well, that's good to know. So that the buyer's premium is 11% and sales tax. What do you think about pianos?
We'll let John field that question, Carlo. Yes.
Well, first you can go to our blog at savoauctioneers.com, and there's an article there called Peculiar Piano Placement, which kind of exhibits my feelings on pianos. But most pianos, unfortunately, bring far less than what some people would hope for, especially uprights. They're very heavy, difficult to move, and we will not move them. We have sold some grand pianos. We have sold some spinets and console size, but that has to be taken on a case-by-case basis. But almost definitely, we will not move upright pianos. It's just too difficult to move. The labor doesn't equal the final bids on them, right?
I agree with you 100%. Unless you got a Steinway sitting there,
I mean, there are special pianos that may achieve, you know, a better price, but the problem with keyboards today are all the new electronic keyboards. The actual old-style piano, I hate to say use the word obsolete, but it's becoming less desirable because these new keyboards are phenomenal with the technology. So nobody wants to move a 500-pound piano when they buy a keyboard they can tuck under their arm and take home.
You don't have to tune it.
And you don't have to tune it, yes.
So do you find that a lot of people have pianos?
There are many pianos out there. Pianos and something called pump organs, which were organs that you sat at and you had to pump your 2 feet to get air to move through the bellows so you can play it. But the thing of it is that they're not always just in the living room or a drawing room. They're in attics. They're in basements. I mean, who the hell moves a 1,000-pound piano up to the attic? But it happens. And it's just, and no, we won't move it. I mean, plain and simple, we're not going to do it. But yeah, I bet you half the houses out there have a piano in them.
That's amazing to me. And they find their way to you. I mean, these people find their way to you thinking
people have a lot of pianos because it was like, you know, before the radio came along, it was a form of entertainment.
Okay.
And so that's why, and they were cheap. I mean, upright pianos were inexpensive for the most part, you know, unless you were buying a really high-end name brand like a Steinway or something of that nature. But yeah, they're out there, a lot of them.
Well, we have an upright piano. How did we get it into the house?
A lot of labor. Three guys grunting and groaning and driving the pickup truck right to the front steps. It was
over
quite
the
an
lawn.
Ordeal. Now they're all here shaking their heads and looking at me and saying, why did you do that? Well, my son plays a piano now, so.
Yeah, he takes piano lessons.
He likes it.
It was worth it, right?
Yes.
I opened the door.
I got a hernia, but that's okay.
It's okay.
Well, I opened the door for you.
You are very helpful, I must admit. Yes, thank you very much.
I refuse to let my sons carry it because I want more grandchildren. So I don't want them moving any pianos.
So you guys do all that yourselves. You don't hire movers. When you go to a house and you take the stuff out, you do it yourselves.
Yes. Once in a while, we may employ our younger sister's boyfriend to help us because he helps us out on auction night working the floor. But typically, it's Dad, Carlo, and myself going out on the appointments, picking the items up, loading them in the truck, unloading them, putting them in the gallery, taking the pictures, putting them online, and selling them. It's the three of us and we do about 10 guys worth of work.
Wow. Wow. Amazing.
Yeah, I saw the their TV show on Nat Geo, and they do a lot of work.
Great. So you just don't sit behind a computer, do you, Carlo?
No, it's not easy. People do walk in sale day sometimes. They go, oh boy, this must, you know, this is easy. Look at the stuff just comes through the door and you sell it on Thursday night. No, that's not how it works. We put a lot of time and effort into it. And that's part of the success of our sales, too. We put a lot of time in before the sale actually happens. The sale day is the easy day. It's all the effort we do beforehand that makes it happen the way it does on a Thursday night.
You know, we literally touch every piece we sell six times, literally, before out of the house, in the gallery, pictures, and all that, setting it all up. So we there's a lot of physical labor involved in this business besides all the other emotional and paperwork and everything else we have to deal with.
Well, you do it right, and you do a great job. I love your window. You have a really big window at your building, and you put some nice pieces in the front there, and it's always attractive. I try not to turn
she
my...
She tries not to look, but when we're driving by, she says, slow down, slow down. I want to see what they have.
Well, when I'm driving, I try not to look.
You don't drive when I'm in the car, dear. No, I'm sorry.
No, I know.
Thank you very much.
Yes, I don't want to get into a head-on collision.
Thank you very much. Let's change the subject.
Okay, so... You know, what did we talk today? We talked about a lot, especially the process of an auction and attending an auction and the excitement. Is there anything that we didn't cover that you'd like to talk about before we close the show today?
No, I think we pretty much covered all the bases. And, you know, again, the steps people have to remember are before you start throwing anything out, after they talk with you about the real estate, they need to just call us, let us come in and look at the contents of the home first. Let us give them a value on it, and then we'll come back, we can move the item, sell it for them, and basically, again, it's all labor free for them. And just try not to get overwhelmed and start making mistakes, and that's the biggest thing we can say. That's it in a nutshell, really.
Yeah, do you guys have some contact information? How do we get in touch with you?
If you have questions about buying or selling at auction, or if you need help with an appraisal, either for business or for your estate, you can call us, the Savo Auctioneers, at 489-6577. We are located at 113 Lackawanna Avenue in Oliphant. You can find out everything about us at SavoAuctioneers.com and visit us on Facebook at Facebook.com/TheSavoAuctioneers.
Wonderful information, guys. Thanks so much again for coming in and talking with us 2 weeks in a row. We really enjoyed having you, and we got a lot of great information.
Thank you for having us, Jackie, and we'll do it anytime with you, which was very enjoyable. Thank you.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Yep, thank you.
Before we close, we always like to review a listing, Pat.
I have a listing. It's Trish Conway's listing. It's 2313-2315 Boulevard Avenue in the Green Ridge section of Scranton. It is a 4-unit. It has 2 parking spots. It's listed for $129,900. It's a great investment. All the apartments are rented in good condition. One of the tenants has been there for 30 years. Unit 2 has been remodeled over the past 3 years. It's a great deal at 2313-2315 Boulevard Avenue for $124,900. That's a 4-unit.
Thank you, Pat. And our tip before we close today is, if you are buying, this is really an incredible tool. If you have a smartphone, an iPhone, Palm, Android, BlackBerry, most feature phones, you can do this. You can text for a mobile app from Century 21. Text to 87778 or go to app.c21.com to download the app to your phone. You can find homes for sale. You can find rentals. It'll search by GPS location. You can save listings. You can save your search. It's really a neat product out there. Again, text 87778 or go to app.c21.com to download the app to your smartphone. That concludes today's Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM The Talker with Jackie Ruddy and Pat Devaney of Century 21 Jack Ruddy.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you. And the Savos, thanks again. Carlo, Jay Bear, and John. If you have any real estate questions during the week, feel free to
Email us at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us toll-free at 888-399-5225. That's 888-399-5225.
Search our listings or search the MLS by going to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. Once again, happy Mother's Day to all those mothers listening out there today.
That's right. Happy Mother's Day, Jackie, and all the mothers out there.
Have a wonderful day.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.